Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here talking some Penn State football. We are getting started here with some talk about some recruiting and looking a little bit deeper at Penn State recruiting the linebacker position since James Franklin got here in 2014. It is no secret at all that the past two recruiting classes, 2018 and the 2019 classes, still coming together, has featured the linebacker position more than the other. So we want to look back through the brief history under Franklin. This is six recruiting classes and what's changed and how they've reached this point where they're getting some big time talent at linebacker and where it's all going.
Right.
Joe Moorhead, Mississippi State head coach, former Penn State offensive coordinator, is scheduled to join us just after this. So hopefully we get to connect with Joe, doing some really good things. I don't know if you've noticed how hot Mississippi State is on the recruiting trail.
Very.
So we'll talk to him just about the transition to head coach and what he learned from James Franklin and the secret sauce to recruiting that he seems to have that Penn State has had for a long time under Franklin. I want to get into the first part of a series then, Greg, reviewing the red shirts.
Yeah.
Guys that I don't know if people have forgotten about them, but obviously you have a hype build up to the point where they get on campus. Then you have that development year and they slip off the radar just a little bit. We're going to try to bring them back onto the radar. We'll close out the show quarter number four, another edition of Take a Stand.
Love it.
This will be the third week in a row that we'll be doing that.
Our boss, on the line.
Our boss, Jim, will float three concepts out there to us. We take a position on them and then the competition gets rigged. So Greg wins. That's what we do around here. So we'll do that a little bit later in the show. Linebackers, Greg, I don't want to overstate this, but the 18 and the 19 classes, these I'm looking at four in particular in these two classes. Micah Parsons, Jesse Luketa from 2018, and then Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon from 2019.
Yep.
The four best linebacker recruits by the 24/7 Sports, the player rating that they assign to guys, the four best of Franklin's tenure are in the 18 and the 19 classes.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, isn't it? I mean, this is certainly a push for Brent Pry and his group, but also the program as a whole. It's just been really a never-ending cycle here where Penn State has been able to not only identify the top linebackers, but then go get them. And that's something that Penn State really hasn't done all that well, especially at the linebacker spot. Over the 3 years prior to going on this little hot streak at the position. So, you know, I think that Penn State has transformed its linebacking group a bit. It used to be a lot of hard-nosed run defenders. Now it's guys that can do both and play with speed and play in coverage. And I think that's going to be huge moving forward, especially the more Penn State faces these teams in non-conference play that like to spread it out and run a little bit, and they're not going to just run up the middle like typical Big Ten teams do. And quite honestly, even typical Big Ten teams aren't doing that as much as they used to. So you had to get this way, going this way. Eventually, Penn State certainly has now. And I mean, you're not going to find really, I don't think, a better linebacker haul than what Penn State has found here over the last couple of cycles anywhere in the country. I mean, it's top notch.
And you look at these four, and the four that we mentioned are all – they're a little bit different, all of them. And it's a modern wave of linebackers where, you know, Micah Parsons can do just about anything on a football field. I think he's proven he can do just about anything on a football field. We've talked about him so much. I don't think it needs to continue to be said, but you ask him to rush the passer or rush the passer. You ask him to cover a slot receiver, he'll probably provide pretty good coverage on a slot receiver. You ask him to play with physically in the box, he can do that because he's a really good competitor too. He's all those things. Brandon Smith, 6'4", 225. He's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Long player, figures to have the base to be a good NFL player at that, with that length, 84-inch wingspan, but he plays like a linebacker. Jesse Luketa, maybe the most traditional of these four, really physical, makes decisions and then flies to wherever he's going.
Yep.
Runs through ball carriers. He's a little bit more, you know, of all the guys that we're talking about, he's the most likely to wear one of those neck braces.
Rolls, yeah.
The neck roll whenever he plays. That's just his style. And then Lance Dixon, I think, is exactly what Penn State has been looking for from that hybrid safety coverage linebacker position. Guys that they've gone out and they've tried to recruit and develop them. Cole Farmer is a success story along those lines. But I think when you go back to, you know, a little bit earlier in Franklin's tenure, when they're not getting traditional linebackers, they're not getting guys who have played 4 years of linebacker in high school, I think that's has been a little bit of a source of frustration for some people, is that there seems to be a lot of projects in the early going that either didn't pan out or haven't panned out yet. And Lance Dixon is kind of like that, but he's a lot more developed. He's a lot further along than some of these other guys. So they've got all these different ingredients that you got to figure 2018 will be a strong year. 2019 and beyond, well, this group will look really good.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking even beyond that. Mekel Sherman, a 5-star out of Washington, D.C., just put Penn State into his top 10. Obviously, a long way to go there, but you have to start somewhere. It's not a top 25. It's very least. It's at least a top 10. So Penn State in the thick of things there. I mean, you look at the rest of this current cycle, I'm not sure I see any other additions out there. I mean, Penn State has been very good about targeting exactly who and what it wants, going and getting them, and then really moving on. I mean, don't get me wrong, they hosted some of the other guys that they've offered, but I can't envision another linebacker joining this class unless some super 5-star stud shows up late in the game. So then you turn your attention, obviously you're going to have a bunch of, and I think this is where it gets dangerous to forget about Jesse Luceda too, because I mean, he's going to be the guy that gets overlooked when you're talking about 5-star, 5-star, and Lance Dixon, high 4-star, maybe one day a 5-star. And then you have Luceda, who is, you know, a really good player, but he was a 3-star recruit. I think he maybe got elevated to a 4-star at the very end, but you know, everyone forgets about that. So I mean, you have him in the mix too, and then some other guys. Again, this group is just as good as any we've seen for not just James Franklin, but for Penn State in quite some time. And there's every possibility that it rolls forward into the next cycle. Again, you know, Sherman's going to be the guy that everyone watches really closely, but there's another kid, Khalil Mullins, from up in Massachusetts, a 4-star, and he'll be high on the Lions and vice versa as well.
And I think it's interesting, you've seen it at the running back position a little bit, the self-created momentum. So now you're getting these guys. Brent Pry can showcase them. And as they're showcased and you start to get to that linebacker you state of mind again, it's going to help your chances to continue recruiting the position later. So it's almost like the ball needed a few years to start rolling. And for a while, Greg, it looked to me like Penn State just wasn't prioritizing linebackers. I could be wrong about that, but I think that's the feeling that people had, was that they've changed this and they've devalued what linebackers mean to a defense. But some of it is just things you can't really control so much. Troy Reader transferring, for example. But when you going back to the 2017 class, we haven't mentioned him as part of this group, but Ellis Brooks was a huge recruiting victory.
Yeah.
And in a way, I don't think that it's related to their success in 2018 and 2019, but it gave this feeling like Penn State was turning the corner from its linebacker recruiting struggles to maybe pushing into the future, kind of like Fred Hansar did at the defensive tackle position.
Yeah, you have to assume that Brooks is going to be a part of this rotation at some point. Whether it's this year or next remains to be seen. But I do think that, you know, he's a guy that, you know, it was a major recruit. You're right. I mean, it was a celebrated win for Penn State. And, you know, will he make a fact? I think, James, you know, Dwight Galt, one of the Penn State speakers on Saturday brought him up. I can't recall if it was Galt or somebody else, but somebody made the note that Ellis Brooks was really progressing well. So he could be your middle linebacker of the future, potentially. I mean, you have a couple of guys that could be in that mix, so you can move Micah Parsons to outside linebacker or put his hand in the dirt at defensive end. I mean, the greatest thing you can have is options, and I think Penn State is seeking those big time right now, and they have them, but they need them to produce too. That's going to be the key, not just at the linebacker spot, but the whole season, quite honestly, is that you're going to need guys to step up and do things that they haven't shown they can do before. Everyone thinks they'll be able to, but the flip side of that, of course, is that, you know, until we see him do it, it's hard to buy into it.
Do you think Jesse Luceda plays this year?
He'll get an audition. I think he gets an audition in the 4-game window, but
yeah.
We'll go from there. He has all the tools to be, at the very least, a special teams guy, so I do see that being a very good possibility. However, I could also maybe see them holding back, knowing that, you know, Brandon Smith and Micah Parsons are probably only 3-year players. Wakeda probably here 4 years at least, so maybe they hold back to sort of help their depth out. But he certainly has all the tools, it looks like, to play from day one. I wouldn't rule it out for sure.
I think part of that depends upon what you're going to get from Cam Brown, Jake Cooper, Jarvis Miller, and as you mentioned, Ellis Brooks.
Yeah.
If those guys, if Jake Cooper stays healthy, for example, if Cam Brown takes a big step forward, which I know he's expecting to, if Jarvis Miller gives you something there too, you're not really forced to do anything with Jesse Luceda. But I was really impressed by him at the Blue White game. I just thought everything that you saw on his high school film was validated at Blue White, that he has this kind of, he plays with the confidence. He's already big enough and quick enough right now to play that position. I think he's a future multi-year starter. I could go back and forth. I feel like he could or should play this year. Andrew Callahan from Lions 247 kind of thought that, because I asked him the same question about a month or so ago, and he thought that it was a little premature. But he's going to be a factor sooner than later. I don't know if 2018 is the year, but he's going to be a factor.
Yeah, no, certainly. He has, again, he looks great. He looks the part. He looks exactly how you want him to. I like I said, I think he could be a special teams helper at worst and maybe something a little bit more than that at best.
What about Charlie Catcher in the 18 class? He's a guy that it's just by circumstance not going to get discussed a whole lot. But the fact that he came onto campus weighing 225 or 226 pounds, whatever he is a big step in the right direction, because that's one of the questions I had. I do have some questions about durability and that kind of thing, just because he's worked through a bunch of injury stuff. But he's a guy that if the best case scenario unfolds, he can be a really good player. It's somebody that we're not talking about at all.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people are trying to figure out what to make of him, because he has dealt with some injuries. He has been a guy that played a little bit of safety and maybe projected as a safety, and then, you know, at other times he projects as a linebacker. He could really grow into whatever they wanted him to grow into. So, excuse me. Yeah, I think he's certainly a guy to watch for this year. There's no doubt about that. Not necessarily on the field, but how he develops off the field during a redshirt year to maybe get ready to make an impact as soon as the 2019 season. I think he's definitely going to need at least until then. But, you know, as we've talked about Dustin, he certainly has the tools to be a guy that can make it happen.
Penn State linebacker recruiting going to another level most recently with the addition of Lance Dixon, a 4-star from Michigan. We're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Joe Moorhead, Mississippi State head coach, former Penn State offensive coordinator, is scheduled to join us in just a moment. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.